Is hiring security guards tax deductible for businesses? If you're running a business and cutting checks for security, you've probably asked this at least once. Is hiring security guards tax deductible? Short answer. In most cases, yes. But like most tax-related things, the real answer is, it depends on why you're hiring them and how your business is structured. Let's break this down in plain English. Quick note, this is general information, not tax advice. Always confirm details with your CPA or tax professional. The basic rule, ordinary and necessary business expenses. Under federal tax law, businesses can deduct ordinary and necessary expenses related to operating their business. Security typically falls under this category because it protects your business property, it protects employees and customers, it prevents theft and financial loss, it reduces liability exposure. For most companies, retail stores, warehouses, construction sites, apartment complexes, offices, security is considered a legitimate operating expense, and operating expenses are generally deductible. When hiring security guards is usually deductible. Here are the most common scenarios where security expenses are typically deductible. 1. Retail stores. If you hire security to deter shoplifting or protect staff, that's directly tied to revenue protection. 2. Construction sites. Security guards or mobile patrols protecting tools and materials are safeguarding business assets. 3. Commercial properties. Office buildings, shopping centers, and industrial spaces use security to maintain safe premises, which is part of doing business. 4. Events. If you're hosting a paid event and need security for crowd control or access management, that cost is generally considered part of operating the event. In all of these cases, security is directly connected to business operations, when it might not be deductible. This is where people get tripped up. Security may not be deductible if it's primarily for personal use. It protects a personal residence, not business property. It's not clearly connected to income-generating activity. For example, hiring a guard for your private home usually isn't treated the same way as hiring security for your storefront. The IRS looks at business purpose, not just the fact that money was spent. How security costs usually show up on your books. Security services typically fall under contract labor, professional services, security expenses, property protection, operating expenses. Your CPA will categorize it properly, but from a tax standpoint, it usually sits comfortably in the normal business cost bucket. What about armed versus unarmed security? From a tax perspective, there's generally no major difference between armed and unarmed security in terms of deductibility. The key factor is the service ordinary and necessary for your business operations? Whether you use mobile patrol, on-site guards, event security, or construction security, the classification typically remains the same. It's still a business protection expense. Can you deduct 100% of security costs? In most straightforward business cases, yes, security services are fully deductible as operating expenses. However, prepaid contracts might be treated differently depending on timing. Capital improvements, like permanent security system installations, may be depreciated instead of immediately deducted. That's why it's worth running it by your accountant. Why smart businesses budget security as an operating expense. Here's something experienced owners understand. Security isn't just a cost. It's loss prevention. One major theft incident can cost more than months of security coverage. When you treat security as part of your standard operating budget, not a panic reaction, you stabilize risk, protect assets, and often reduce insurance headaches. And from a tax standpoint, it's typically deductible anyway. Common questions business owners ask. Is hiring security guards tax deductible for small businesses? Yes, if the expense is ordinary and necessary for running the business. What about sole proprietors? If security protects your business activity, not your personal life, it's generally treated as a business expense. Can landlords deduct security guard costs? If security is for rental property operations, it is often treated as a property management expense. Are security patrol services deductible? Yes, mobile patrol, on-site guards, and event security are usually treated the same way from a tax perspective. What about security cameras? Cameras may be deductible but could fall under equipment or depreciation rules depending on the situation. Do I need proof of incidents to deduct security? No. You don't need to prove theft happened. You just need a legitimate business purpose. how we look at it in real business settings. From experience, most business owners don't hire security because it sounds good. They do it because something already happened, or almost happened. And once security becomes part of the regular operating plan, it stops feeling like a panic expense and starts feeling like a normal business safeguard. At ADS Guards, we work with retail locations, construction sites, residential communities, and commercial properties that treat security as part of their operating structure, not just an emergency reaction. When it's structured properly, it protects assets, reduces incidents, and fits cleanly into business budgeting. If you're already paying for security or thinking about it, you can review how we structure coverage here. https://www.adsguards.com/bottomline. Is hiring security guards tax deductible? In most normal business situations, yes. If the security service protects business property, supports business operations, is ordinary and necessary, it's typically deductible as an operating expense. But always confirm specifics with your CPA, especially if you're mixing personal and business property. Security protects your assets. The tax deduction just makes it easier to justify.